Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos!
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
What's the matter, bad at thinking and singing?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles away, the only man with whom I would share a bar of soap, although he not with me, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Welcome. And no, nobody gets to share my soap.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Not even Natalie
Sorry
Portman?
About that. I don't know that I could even share soap with Natalie Portman.
Man, you are tough on that issue.
Yeah, that's, you know, you gotta have, you know, some core principles. Can't be just, you know, tossing them aside and, oh, I'll share my soap with Natalie, but nobody else, you know.
Yeah.
You can't do it that way. You lose your freak edge.
That's true.
When you do that. So how's it going, Matt?
Oh, it's going okay. Had a little dust up this morning.
Ooh.
And took breakfast over to the family. Over to the...
Oh, God, here we go.
Took breakfast over to the wife and kid. The kid's asleep, of course, because, well, you know, he's 18 and was probably up till 4:30. Well, not quite 18, but... And so it was just me and the wife. And you know that can lead to nothing but...
Nothing good ever comes of this.
No, no. I ruined her life, Jay. I heard all that.
Somebody had to.
Well, yeah, it was not her fault. Not at all. So after about, 15 or 20 minutes of that, I came home.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And I tried to be helpful. She said things will be great when the divorce is done and all that. And she's looking big. Things are going to be great. And I said, of course they will. I always think big. And then she pivoted, Jay. I hate when she pivots. She went from all the excitement of being single and on her own again to how I helped her to shortchange her life.
She sandbagged you right there, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she did. But I countered, and I was helpful. I said, well, it ain't my fault. So, there you
Ooh,
go.
Ooh, nice comeback.
Well, you know.
Hi-yo!
And right. She also said...
And then you guys got into a very mature... Is to, is not, is
no,
to,
see, Jay, Now, Jay, I've grown up over these past 12 years that I haven't been there by just merely walking out. However, I did have one zinger. She told me, you know, these past 12 years, I could have had a man in my life, and he would have been good for Ryan. To which I said, well, Rhino had a man in his life. You just wouldn't let him come over to my house. So there you go. Uh-huh. And bang. I left on that note.
Take that.
Yeah. And then I said, enjoy your Burger King. Which I took over there at $8.36, mind you.
You went to the time, the effort, and expense.
Exactly.
Out of the goodness of your heart.
Exactly. It's tough having two families, Jay, let me tell you.
I guess so.
I'm only glad that Missy's show hit number one, because I'd have three things going on. It's a trilogy of terror.
You have two women in your ass.
Yeah. And how are you?
Yeah, the One Hot Miss show has been number one for 4 days now.
I know.
Cruising along. Big day yesterday. Picked up a good number of hits throughout the day and night.
And today as well. And we want to say thanks to Stacy, come and go as you please, Keebler, for those listens.
Yeah.
So Stacy
popped up early this week on the old blog. All of a sudden, lots of hits, and then she just disappeared for a couple of days.
She
and
got
now
tired.
All of a sudden, she's back again.
Yes.
But well, things are just wonderful down here.
Were you riding the storm out yesterday?
Well, it was pretty good storm last night. About the time I went to bed, it was thundering and lightning and raining, and it was very soothing. Lie there in bed and listen to it. I love storms.
Yes. Because when it storms at night, you don't have to listen to people making fun of you outside your window, do you?
Exactly. So, had that going, and it's sunny today. Temperatures going to get into the mid to upper 70s. Not too bad.
Not too bad, but
a little warm for middle of October. So, my sister was here for a few days. Went and saw my Aunt Judy and Nana Krita. Nana Krita was looking good. 93 years old. Turns 94 in a week.
All right. We should have her on the show next week.
We should. Went to the Dixie Cafe for lunch. And
I heard about that. How was that?
Yeah. Well, it was disappointing. I ordered the crispy fried catfish, and it was not all that crispy. I was a little surprised. Not as crispy as crispy should be. Didn't come with fries.
What?
It turns out you had to ask for fries as one of your sides. And it shows it on the menu there, you know, the catfish and the fries.
Right.
And they didn't have any hush puppies. And how are you going to have catfish without hush puppies? I don't know.
So you just had catfish?
Coleslaw and green beans.
That wasn't in the picture, though, was it?
Well, she said you also get two sides with that. I thought, okay. So I just told her which two. And I thought fries was one that automatically came. But anyway, it's okay. It's all right. It wasn't
Are you sure?
bad. It was good. It tasted
good. Well, now
I feel it's
bad.
Okay. I'm all right. It tasted good. It just, there was, you know, it wasn't a whole lot of it, and it was not crispy fried.
Well, I'm sorry.
It didn't have any crunch to it. It didn't have any crunch.
Yes.
I was all excited about it too because the Catfish Wharf closed here in town. So,
oh,
yeah, I know that was a kicker right there, kick to the stomach.
Well, a little shout out. We have the lovely, our favorite Canadian Jamie listening, and in the chat room, J-Man.
Oh yeah,
see who's there? Mm-hmm.
I see her. In fact, well, I felt her presence.
I didn't
when she
feel
arrived.
It because, you know, I was pacing, but then I smelt something. So I looked at the screen, and there was whatever Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's not about her today, or Jamie, or their sex.
Oh, yeah. But I do have a shout-out before we really get into things.
Okay.
Just wanted to send a big shout-out to my BFF, the lovely, the talented, the wonderful Miss Warrior Cat. Been a little under the weather this week.
Food poisoning. Yeah.
Food poisoning. That's nasty. Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
She said she couldn't be absolutely certain that it was from the restaurant that she had shrimp, but I'm thinking it was.
Yeah.
Probably.
Whenever there's seafood involved.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be careful.
Yeah, you do, because, you know, they're initially handled by Vietnamese guys, which, you know, right there.
Right.
Ooh. You know how they operate.
That's all I've heard. There's rumors, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, I thought she'd probably eat at one of the taco trucks there in town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a risky move, too. But so anyway, shout out to Kat. She's doing much better now.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
Right.
So yesterday, I'll tell you what, Jay. Today, you know, the little dust-up I had that I mentioned earlier kind of soured me
mm-hmm.
on women, which was
uh-huh.
timely, which was timely because, well, makes my thoughts turn to men.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's, as you think about it, there are a lot of really hot dudes out there.
There are.
Yep, hot guys. And we've done so many shows, as we said in the description there, and as we talked about in our intense show prep session.
Which you
Thursday.
Can read at iwsradio.blogspot.com from yesterday's post.
Hell yeah. And we talked about how we've celebrated women many times.
All
we've
the time.
Social media babes.
Yeah.
That
Weather
was a wild
babes.
Show. Weather babes, sports babes,
plane babes,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yep. Underrated, overrated.
Yep.
But we really haven't dedicated the show to manly men.
Yeah. Man babes.
Right. And speaking of manly men, Ohio University. In the AP Top 25 for the first time since 1968.
The Ohio University. Home
That's
of the
right.
Bobcats.
Shout out to
Athens,
shout
Ohio.
Out to Frank Solich.
There you go.
Yep. Frank Solich, that is a man who is on fire.
Yes,
there.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Fired at Nebraska for winning too many games, apparently.
Kind of like Earl Bruce at Ohio State.
Yep. And, you know, we've just had enough of these 9, 10, 11-win seasons. Why don't
yeah,
you get out of here?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's a manly sport. Lots of good-looking men playing football.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the TV on, got it muted, ESPN right now. They're interviewing LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
Old Shady McCoy. That's a handsome dude right there.
Is he really?
And he really is. He's a good-looking guy.
Well, I believe you. I just don't have the TV on. I don't have the TV
on. Got a nice smile.
During the show. I try to focus, Jay.
Yeah, well, I'm not into that focusing thing.
Yeah.
He's got a nice, engaging smile.
Well, I'll tell you who else who has a nice, engaging smile. That would be Joe Biden.
It was on display this week, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was one Vice President Joe Biden, whom I love. I do have a man
mm-hmm.
crush on him. I mean, he's blue collar. He's a ham and egger man, you know. Rides the train. Got a pretty smile.
Regular guy.
Yeah. And on top of that, he's articulate and bright and clean and a nice looking guy. I mean, that's storybook, man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hair plugs.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Well, in fact, my feelings for him can be summed up in three letters, and that's L-O-V-E, baby.
Yep. I don't, there's, what's not to love about Joe?
Nothing.
You know, witty.
Witty, off the cuff.
Happy. Just, I mean, this is a happy guy right here. When have you ever seen him when he's not smiling and trying to make other people happy? And
exactly.
And trying to do good things for people. You know, got a pretty wife, got a, you know,
ooh,
nice family.
Jill, yeah, Jill's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And she's a doctor.
Yeah. Not a medical doctor, but
well,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Educated, intelligent woman.
Yes. So, yeah, I like the Joe.
But I tell you what, though. Paul Ryan's a pretty good-looking man, too.
You think so?
I think so. You know, well, have you seen the pictures of him in his workout? Dude is ripped.
He is
the
ripped.
Muscles.
He has muscles.
And I tell you, I kind of got lost in his deep blue eyes during the debate a couple of times.
That's not.
Even though I didn't watch the debate.
That's not hard to do. They're dreamy.
Yeah, it's well, like, mostly they were kind of, they were kind of misty. As he was staring over at Joe, clearly falling for Joe quickly.
In fact, you even captured that in a picture that we have on our Facebook
page. Screen grab there.
Yeah.
Yep.
At
looking
Facebook.
Dreamily over at Joe.
Oh, it was so sweet. It was so comforting. And you can check that picture out at facebook.com/IWS Radio.
I tell you what, yesterday on Twitter, our good friend and favorite Canadian, Miss Jamie,
yes,
gave me a list of a few hot dudes
mm-hmm.
that apparently are man crush worthy, in
really?
Her opinion. She went with Ben Affleck,
mm-hmm. who was
and,
on our website
what,
the other day.
Yes, he was. IWSradio.blogspot.com.
Yeah,
and Argo looks like it's gonna be a really good movie. Really
yep.
good.
Yep.
He's an excellent writer and director. He's a shitty actor, but that's okay.
He's okay.
And she mentioned Matthew McConaughey, who you know, anybody who hangs out naked playing the bongos now, that's hot.
Yeah, and much like
that's
Joe Biden,
hot, right?
He's into hair plugs as well.
Yeah, that he is, and much like Joe Biden, he goes around shirtless. Most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Or like Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, hey, now, don't say bad things about Vlad.
That's a hot man.
Oh,
right
that
there.
Guy. Oh, that is a sexy man.
You have to
he's
say
just,
he's sexy, because if you don't, there could be trouble.
He'll kill you.
And that's sexy in itself.
Oh, anybody who will poison a reporter who criticizes him, now that's manly right there.
That is some manly stuff right there.
And Jamie also included Will Smith. Everybody loves Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Great dude. Same age as me.
Really?
44 years old.
Really?
I know, hard to believe, right?
Yeah,
I know.
He's
Denzel
a lot less
Washington.
Gray, though.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to bring that up again. It just came right out of my mouth.
It just hurts. That just hurts, man. I'm going to be at Walmart staring at the old Grecian formula hair coloring.
Oh, don't ever color it. You look beautiful as you are.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Anyway, Denzel Washington. She mentioned him.
Oh, yeah. Just got
just
a thumbs
handsome.
Up from the schmoop on that one.
There you go. A handsome man.
Yes.
She included Robert Downey Jr., so apparently she's into the bad boys.
Yes.
And in that case, she should meet Dr. Mike Sevilla, who
oh,
is the
yes.
bad boy of social media.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I love
you
the
catch
mic.
Him on. You catch him on the network here at blogtalkradio.com/fammedrocks.
I'd like to catch him here making a house call.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It hurts right here.
That's right. Touch it. Touch it and diagnose me, baby.
And then she has Gerard Butler, because I guess she likes Scottish accents.
Uh-huh. That's
and,
why I like Robert Burns.
Absolutely.
He was hot. He's been dead for like 300 years, but I love Robert Burns.
Yeah. And Winston Churchill.
There's a hottie right there.
Well, he's so witty. He's so witty, you know. Funny people.
And protective.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, funny is always sexy.
Oh,
which is why, Jamie also included Kevin James on her list.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll overlook that one. Speaking of funny, though, I'll tell you what. There's a hot man who I think is hilarious in a dry sort of way. And that would be one Baron and Sir Christopher Guest. You're not feeling that?
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay? He's handsome.
Well, you know. All right, he's a handsome guy, but, you know, it's all subjective, right?
He's a talented writer. He's smart. He's funny. But you know why the... You know what the main reason is that I like Christopher Guest?
What's that?
He goes to 11.
I was waiting for the Spinal Tap reference.
Yeah.
He goes to 11.
I mean, I don't want it up the old back door, but that's pretty impressive. I like to be impressed.
Well, I'll tell you what. Somebody I used to have on my list.
Really? Who?
Was Salman Rushdie.
Why is that?
Because, well, first of all, he's really smart.
He is.
He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fatwa laid out on him.
I know.
He had to go into hiding.
I'll tell you,
you know,
what.
He had to go into hiding.
Let me stop you right there. I just want to say, it is my goal in life to have a fatwa issued against
you
me.
You have tried so much harder than he did.
I will try to keep you out of it, Jay.
Oh, you'll for some reason, you'll at me on that tweet. I know you will.
I'm sorry. Continue. Why else do you like Salman Rushdie?
Well, that was the main reasons right there. But I had to take him off my man crush list.
Why is that?
Because... Well, he tried to develop a show for HBO, and HBO didn't take it. And he was bitter, and he was angry, and he lashed out at HBO and David Simon, and then he made the claim that The Wire was just a police show. And I just can't put up with crap like that.
No, I don't like people who get full of themselves.
Yeah, you can't be doing stuff like that. Can't be acting like that. So he was out of there. And Whatever Joe says that she has a huge crush on Kevin James.
Really?
There you go.
What is this Kevin James stuff?
He's funny.
Well, Schmoop just said in the background, he's cute.
See? He's cute, he's funny. Kind of like me.
God.
Yeah, you can see how cute and funny I am on my vlog this week over at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
You were cute and funny.
Yeah, see? But, you know, there's a lot of men from back in the day who... I wish I had been alive when they were around to crush on them live. Like JFK. JFK.
There you go.
And I tell you, I've always kind of had a man crush on him.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I found out this week that there's a new book coming out,
mm-hmm.
that claims that JFK and Robert Stack had a three-way with Elizabeth Taylor.
Ew.
And how Robert Stack got invited to that is the greatest unsolved mystery of all time.
Yeah, if it was just JFK and Elizabeth Taylor, that's cool.
But why would you include Robert Stack?
Huh?
It ruins the visual. You know, you can't fantasize about that.
Oh, my God. When you said that, all I could see him is his part in Airplane. Quit the Indians chasing him.
You know who was hot back in his day?
Who?
Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, God. Did
Papa you, was a handsome man.
He was a handsome man who couldn't write his way out of a paper bag, but he was handsome. You did that just for me, didn't you?
just to get you wound up a little bit.
Oh, my God. I loved him. I loved his lifestyle, but the boy was a hack. Dick, go in. Dick, feel good. Ernest, happy. Oh, my God. Old man in the sea, he caught a fish. All is good. Then he died. Oh.
Dreaming of baseball.
Oh, God.
Yep, I think that Alex Karras based Mongo on on Hemingway. Mongo like candy.
Who knew that Hemingway wrote that that script for the MASH episode?
Exactly. Oh, Doc, Lyle do stupid things all the time.
God.
Lyle messed everything up again.
God. And if people would like to call in with their man crushes, Joe, Jamie, you can always call in at 661-244-9852.
Yeah.
On the KY hotline.
And I tell you what, you know, Matt and I are a couple of humble guys. But don't be afraid to just call in and let us know that we are your man crushes.
Exactly.
Okay. It's okay. And, well, whatever Joe says, her biggest crush is Jesus.
Oh.
That's very nice. You beat me to that one.
Yeah. I love it.
I had to get to the important people. I had to get to the important people before I could get to Jesus, you know, like Hemingway and Kevin James.
Well, I like Jesus too, but, you know, I like his long hair and all that, but it'd be hell getting Mary Magdalene off his tongue.
You know who else was hot?
Who?
Rasputin.
Oh, my God.
Now,
that's a beard right there, baby.
But you know it. And I'm telling you, but, you know, aggressive, tenacious,
yep,
persistent man. And that's attractive right there.
It is.
Hardworking, ambitious.
People poisoned him 49 times and he still didn't die? That's pretty good.
Exactly.
He's got some staying power.
He strapped him to a chair, stabbed him, threw him in a river, and he got out of the chair somehow and almost scratched his way through the ice.
He's a mixture of Jane Mansfield and Houdini.
Uh-huh. And yeah. Houdini was a good-looking guy, too.
Well, yes, he was.
But supposedly Franklin Pierce was our most handsome president.
God. Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I,
handsome man.
Well, it's funny, and I'm chuckling because I mentioned him in a Cinco de Mayo post that has appeared not only on IWSRadioBlogspot.com, but also on the old Bagwine Blogspot.
Right, because, you know, nothing and better than recycling blog posts.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I made fun of him. I didn't know.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, excuse you. You know who else I find? I don't like to live in the past, J-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I like to live in today, and it's one of the guys who turns me on every freaking day, and it's Sean Hannity.
I knew it.
Well, he got the twinkle in his eye, his thick, lustrous, raven-colored, I don't know, cement-type hair that wouldn't
his
move
large...
during a Category 5 hurricane.
His large, low forehead.
Yes. I have a thing for Cro-Magnon people. The way he says Sharia law. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the main reason is, well, in addition to sporting that uber Catholic glory hole, Sean Hannity has a vagina. I mean, that's kind of hot.
And I tell you what, Sean Hannity has a very good friend who I also have a man crush on.
Who's that?
Dude, a very good-looking dude with beautiful, luxurious blonde hair and blue eyes. Ann Coulter. That dude is hot.
And you suck because Ann Coulter was on my list. I was going to talk about how I would just love to rape his Adam's apple. This is Creepy Jay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're both into those tall, thin dudes.
Yes,
that,
we are.
You know, with the long hair.
Yeah. If only she would put it in a ponytail.
Ooh. So it would bob around. It's, yeah.
Like to get on top of her and just bang away on her rib cage.
With a baseball bat.
With a baseball
bat.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Just kidding. Kidding.
Oh, no, no. Don't. No, no emails and letters. Settle down, people.
Oh, I hate you. And I love you at the same time. Shmoop, cross that one off.
Well, I'll tell you what. There was news about one of my all-time man crushes.
Really?
This week, who passed away in 2005, Mr. Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes.
One of the great, great writers and political philosophers of our time.
Mm-hmm.
We found out the FBI has admitted that they destroyed many of the records in the file that they kept on Thompson back in the day, back when Nixon had a file on everybody.
Including himself.
Yeah, probably so. So, anyway, it would have been interesting to see what they had on him, and
mm-hmm.
mostly it was probably just surveillance. You know, 7:05 p.m. did cocaine. 7:09 p.m. shot heroin. 7:12 p.m. snorted meth.
7:30 took a nap. 8:00 drank a fifth of whiskey.
8:15 stood on his front porch shooting his gun randomly into the air. So anyway, big Hunter S. Thompson fan.
Oh yeah.
But you know, I tell you, there's one guy.
I don't think he'd be so loving though.
No, well, no, he's not the cuddly type.
No, he's not.
I don't think you're gonna snuggle with him. Like you could with, say, Geraldo.
Oh, my God. Ugh. But if that's what you like.
Well, no, I know you wanted to ride Geraldo's mustache.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps you do, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I know
we don't judge
like,
here.
I know how you like the Mexicanos.
Yeah, exactly. We don't judge.
No.
Well, I tell you what, though. There's some dudes out there that women just love, and I just don't get it. Like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And they think he's just Mr. Wonderful. He's good-looking. He can act. He's funny. He can sing. He can play multiple different instruments. He can dance. He's best friends with Zooey Deschanel. Fuck him. Nobody's that perfect. I'm tired of it. At least he could do is get a pimple every once in a while.
Well, there's one I think about that, too. And he is on our website today at iwsradio.blogspot.com. And that is one Daniel Craig. If you look at that picture on our website, and you should, he's allegedly James Bond looking. He's like a walking stick. He's not Agent 007. He is Agent 00 rated.
Well, again, steely blue eyes. Yeah. According to Helen Mirren, he's hung like a horse, too.
Yeah, well, that's great. He looks like something the Pope would have up for dinner. I have no idea where that came from, but it felt good.
Or what it means at all. But
Tom Cruise. I never understood the Tom Cruise craze. You know, he was the
Don't get it. What is he, 4'11"?
I think so. And that's when he's standing on the book of Scientology.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
But Anthony Bourdain, I had a big man crush on him for a while. Then he had a kid, and he's kind of gone soft. So.
Has he really?
Yeah, not quite the manly man he used to be.
I'll tell you who I don't care. I don't care. In fact, I love him more because of something that happened recently. One of my man crushes is Fred Willard. one of the funniest men in the world. And you know, if you're going to go out on a date with him, he's not going to hold anything.
Mm-hmm.
Back. No.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to lay it all out there.
Going to get some action.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's quite the show off.
Yes, he is. And of course, I like Rick Perry because no one eats a corn dog like Rick Perry does.
I tell you what, I like Rick Perry because I like people who make me look smart.
Well, there's that too.
And I like Marcus Bachmann.
Okay, I'll cross that
like
one off my list too.
Because I like men who make me look manly.
And plus, with Marcus, if you really do want to have some man sex, you got an opportunity right there.
You got a real chance for it right there.
Exactly. Even though the entire time he'll be going, "This is wrong. This is wrong."
Yeah, I don't normally do this on the first date.
No, that's right.
Mommy's going to be mad. Mommy's going to be disappointed in me.
Yep. And
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I have a couple serious man crushes, one of which is Chris fucking Rock.
Funniest dude walking the planet today.
I could hang out with him all day. Just say, give him a man hug. No hips touch. Just a pat on the back. No. Oh, man, this is great.
Yeah, the man hug's important. You got to get that down, you know. Keep the hands up, you know, two pats on the back, and then step away.
And then, like, Chris and I could...
No squeezing.
No.
No pulling in tight.
Oh, no. You don't even use the hand. You just do the inside of the forearm, you know.
Right.
Then you go to a strip club, and then you go home, and then you sit on the couch together and say, hey, man, that chick was looking at you. And then the other guy says, no, she was looking at me. It's like a Counting Crows song.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can, it's okay to do that. You know, a couple of dudes give each other a hug, go to a strip club, go back home, sit on the couch next to each other, watch an adult movie.
Mm-hmm.
These things are okay.
Yeah. Nothing abnormal about that.
not an awkward situation at all.
No, not at all.
Maybe they can go out and enjoy a nice, quiet dinner together at a nice restaurant. Go to the movie theater, sit in the seats next to each other, share a box of popcorn.
Exactly.
It's just part of the bonding process. Just bonding. Just a little bromance. A little bromance brewing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, you are my ultimate man crush.
Really?
Of course.
Why is that?
I didn't think you'd ask why.
You just thought I'd say thanks.
No, because
you considered me a bimbo, didn't you?
You inspire me.
Hey, great.
You inspire me.
Really?
When you take on the role of Paul Pyatt.
He is kind of hot. And I'll tell you what, Jake,
and
when I type...
You unleash that vocabulary. And all those fancy words you throw around.
Yes. And you know, when I do type Paul Pyatt, I have to wear that jacket with the patches on the elbows.
And smoke a pipe.
And smoke a pipe.
Turn on a little classical music.
Mm-hmm. Rachmaninoff.
Exactly.
Sometimes I put on...
Oh, we didn't even...
Sometimes I put on Chopin'. I love Chopin'.
Yeah. Chopping's good stuff.
Chopping's great.
Yeah, tickling the old ivories there. Yeah. Well, we didn't get to Tim Tebow, but...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I like, you know...
I know.
I like virgins.
Oh, my God.
See, you didn't see that one coming, did you?
No, I didn't. Well, I was going to bring up Justin Bieber, but, well, he's not a man.
Yeah, that's right. Huh? Of course, John Hamm, that's a cool guy right there.
Who?
John Hamm, Mad Men. Oh.
God, I don't know who he is, but Schmoop just heard you and she went, oh.
Yeah, see? Good Midwestern boy from St. Louis.
The dark-haired guy?
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus, criminy. Oh, God. I think Schmoop's going to crawl all over me. And she's going to be calling me John Hamm.
That's okay. You won't mind that.
Well, yeah, I do a little.
And we got less than a minute.
I know.
Almost out of time here.
And I didn't get to bring up John Meacham.
No,
who is truly my man crush.
Or Bill Bryson.
Who?
Whose books are awesome. Bill Bryson. Great writer. Wonderful. Tremendous guy.
All right.
Anyway, that's it.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
I am spent.
Ouch. I got to take a nap.
I'm not going to take a nap. I'm going to go get a paper towel.
Thanks for everybody listening.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later, Jay.